This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They were supposed to win this game last night, and not only did they win it, they held the opposing team, the Detroit Pistons, under 100 points, which validates everything that we've said about Tom Thibodeau when he was hired as a coach, that it was going to be defense first, and then it was going to be offense. And lo and behold, who is the number one defensive team in the NBA?
The New York Knicks.
You're damn straight, man, which is amazing, which is truly amazing. And, you know, the guys have bought in to what he's selling. They're beating teams that they're supposed to beat, which is nice. This is these are games that they would have lost in the past. They would have been blown out. Somebody would have been sleepwalking through a game. But he's not going to let them let that happen. As I was reading about Derrick Rose talking about Tom Thibodeau and how, you know, he is meticulous in his preparation. He is constantly reminding the players it's about home court advantage in the playoffs. You know, all these different things that the players are buying into, and it starts with Julius Randle and the way that he came back in shape this year. I think most coaches will tell you got to have players in order to win. And then you put in a system that fits those players, and hopefully those players buy in. And then the trade for Derrick Rose has really turned out to be really good, because Dennis Smith, even as good as he's played for Detroit, is just was not the player that was going to fit here for whatever reason. But I still think Derrick Rose may be playing a little bit too much with Elfrid Payton out. He's playing over 30 minutes now. And when you think about that, when they first got him here, they were thinking, let's 23 minutes or less. Just simply, we don't want to put a lot of pressure on the knees and all that other stuff. And even Emmanuel Quickley, you know, his numbers and time on the court have diminished the last couple games. And you say to yourself, well, you know, I want to see this guy playing. He should be out there playing. Hey, the coach knows whether or not the guy deserves to play. That's really what it comes down to. And like I told you last week, and I still believe this, the coach, at the end of the day, the coach wants to win. You know, when they put him to rest, they're going to put his record on his tombstone. And every coach in every sport, regardless of how young the team is, regardless of trying to get guys into the lineup and trying to develop young guys, no matter what sport it is, that coach cares about winning first and foremost.
Yeah, I was dead wrong about Tom Thibodeau when I first heard his name being the favorite for the Knicks coach. I was just thinking about a guy who burns out his players, and he's just going to grind these guys down. It's not going to work. He's going to be out of here quick, and the players aren't going to. The message won't resonate with them. It's a coach of the past. You need somebody different. I was wrong about all of that. He has been great, and that restoring of the pride, restoring of the Knicks, and all of these things that he's trying to do this year so far has been successful. Now, I'm going to continue to enjoy these moments, but of course, I've got concerns about sustainability. You know, I don't want this team to just give us a good first half and then totally fall off the face of the earth. I mean, that would be disappointing. But every day that goes by, I'm more and more confident in this team finishing the job and getting themselves into a first-round playoff series. Now, I know that they're fourth in the conference now, but they're also a game and a half and, you know, away from being 10th or whatever, 12th in the conference. So, I mean, there is definitely a lot of a logjam there in the Eastern Conference. But yeah, I mean, for this moment, you could not have scripted it any better. And yesterday, too, and last night against the Pistons, and I know the Pistons are terrible. Trust me, they're so bad. There's a lot of guys on that team.
Who cares? Who cares?
Well, then they blew them out, and they were supposed to. I know. Okay. But it is part of the story. But RJ Barrett, aggressive, confident. That was something I need to see every night from him, and he certainly was last night. So there's just so much to like. It's fun. It gives you something if you're a Knicks fan that you haven't had in a very long time, which is anticipation and pride, which are two things that I hadn't thought about with the Knicks in very long. Anticipation for the next game and pride in when they play.
Hey, when you turned the game on last night, I fully expected them to win.
Oh, sure.
Fully expected
even on a back-to-back, didn't matter.
And the reason I say that is because what you see is you actually see effort and hustle and defense, rebounds, sharing the basketball, quality shooting. Last night it happened to be RJ Barrett. He finally, you know, he had one of his wake-up games. Like, now he may go into the tank the next two games. Who knows? But I for me anyway, just the effort, honestly, is nice to see. And the expectation to win a game. When was the last time we can actually say that? Maybe it was that 54 win season when Carmelo was here.
That was probably it. Yeah.
But even that season, I don't know. It just didn't end right.
The thing about that season was, all right, so the Knicks were good, but you realize that they had no shot at winning a title. Now, that's the same sort of way that you feel about this team, but the problem was with that team was, you know, they were going to make it to the playoffs, but they were going to run into a brick wall. Right now, the Knicks are building something, and they're giving you something with a bunch of young guys, well, mostly young guys, that you haven't felt in a while. I guess, you know, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, because I was thinking last night and about this game and where they are, and then thinking, you know, they could drop out quickly, and maybe this is a situation at the end of the season. We're talking about, wow, the Knicks were good for one half of the season, and then were terrible. But the thing I start thinking about now is, what is the next step? Like, what, well, you know, Leon Rose and everybody that he's assembled there, and Scott Perry is still there. Like, how do you go and get that next great player? Who is that next great player? And how do the Knicks then compete on the level that we all want them to see? But that's getting ahead of ourselves. But the fact that we're here at this point is a borderline miracle, quite frankly, that they're over 500 after 35 games for only the third time in 20 years.
Well, the interesting thing is do we add a player or two to help bolster our chances at the playoffs? That's where they're sitting. And don't think for a moment that Leon Rose and Jim Dolan and Worldwide West and Steve Stout and Scott Perry, I mean, there's like 1,000 guys over there that are running this thing now. Don't think for a minute that they do not want to go to the playoffs. They want to go to the playoffs. They want to win. They want to have a quality product. They want their fans to show up and enjoy the basketball game as opposed to coming to see somebody else play. They want the fans to come and watch the Knicks play. So if they just keep giving effort like this, they're going to be fine. I mean, that's all you could ever ask for any athlete, is just give me effort, and that's what they're giving you. So I don't know. Derrick Rose has been he's been reborn here. I still think he's playing maybe a little bit too much, but when Elfrid Payton comes back, maybe those numbers will slide a little bit back to normal. But, you know, the last couple of games, he's been spot on. He's been great. And I said last week, you know, he looked great. And then I looked at their schedule and I was telling you, you know, over the next 9 games, give me a 6-3 or a 7-2, and they're on their way to doing that.
Yeah, which would be that'd be one hell of a stretch for them. I mean, 7 out of 9.
Why
if that's
not,
something,
it,
yeah. At this point, why not? I mean, it is. It's incredible to see them as fourth in the conference, ahead of teams like the Celtics, Miami, the Raptors. Now, I know that it's very, very condensed, but that's a fact. They have the fourth best record in the Eastern Conference as we approach the All-Star game.
Well, that's what happens when you have a coach that has a track record.
Yeah.
And then he steps in there, and he's been here before, so he knows about the Knicks, and he knows about when the Knicks were good, and he knows what it's like, to play in front of fans who appreciate great basketball. So I think that's what he is, kind of like the message to them. It's like, you put that jersey on. You know, with that jersey comes responsibility, and responsibility first and foremost on this basketball team is going to be defense. And that's why, they are the number one defensive team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, their commitment to it has been never ending. I mean, it's not like you've barely had that game where they've mailed it in on the defensive level. Every single night you feel like they're showing up with that commitment. So that's why I do feel like it'll continue. I don't think they'll end up fourth when the season is over in the conference, but give us a playoff series.
Yeah, how about they get Mitchell Robinson back? How about they make a trade, bring somebody else? I mean, Nerlens Noel has been like a little bit of a revelation. I mean, he's been playing really well. Julius Randle just continues to put up points. He didn't get a double-double last night. He was close. And Derrick Rose has been a nice little... But, you know, the other question that I will ask, and I know that we've talked about this, like, what is the ultimate future for this team? Like, who are the next group of guys that are going to be added to this group that are going to be able to get them over the Brooklyn Nets. Well, let's face it. There's no way. There's just no way.
Well, we understand that there are teams that are they're going to crush the Knicks in a postseason series. We understand that. There are, you know, head and shoulder teams that are better. The Nets are one of them. There's no doubt about it. So this isn't the year they're going to win a championship, the Knicks, that's for sure. But if they can give you a playoff series and compete in that playoff series, you know, maybe even, you know, take it to a game six or seven in that first round. I mean, that's something that you will take every time with a team that we didn't even know if they'd win over 25 games this year at first. We had no idea what we were going to have, especially the way the last year went. And I was 1 year off from this team being actually a team to be proud of. I thought it was going to be last year.
You didn't expect Julius Randle to come in like you did this
year. Well, I did last year.
Well, last year, but he didn't.
And he didn't. That was the thing.
And then this year he came back completely, lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now looks like, you know, an MVP candidate.
Well, that was the thing last year I was saying. This guy's going to be an all-star. He's going to be great. He's the most talented. Probably the most talented Knick player that they've had in a number of years. And he was bad last year, and then this year he came back and he was very, very good. But yeah, of course that's the next question. I mean, I don't you know who is going to be the person that comes here and how to team up with Julius Randle, because there's no way in hell you're getting rid of him at this point. No way in hell.
You can't.
You shouldn't. You just should not. So I know that going into the year was like, Julius Randle's a player that he should go somewhere else. He should go to a contender. He's not. I mean, he has been their best player. He's what everybody looks up to in that locker room. He sets the standard every night. He's representing the Knicks in the All-Star game. You could not ask for more. You cannot trade that guy or even think about trading that guy at this point. I'm sorry. That ship has sailed. So now you build around him. But who do you get rid of if it's a trade? Who do you bring in if it's free agency? Those are things that are going to be very, very tough. But the first step was to restore relevancy with the franchise. Nobody had done that.
I think for me right now, the untouchables are Barrett, Quickly, Robinson.
Toppin?
Yeah, it has to be Toppin. You also have to throw Julius Randle in there. And everybody else after that, you know, everybody else after that is expendable,
sure.
Tradable. Trying to rebuild, trying to hit on the draft like a Quickly, you know, like they hit with Quickly. So the NBA is tough, man. The NBA is tough to get to the top. You see what the Nets have done to get to the top?
Sure.
All the manipulation, all the movement, all the money that has been spent. I mean, you know, the Knicks would have done that if they could.
Yeah, if players wanted to play there.
Maybe they do now. Who knows?
Well, right. So everybody talked about why players and free agents didn't want to come to the Knicks. You know, was it Jim Dolan? Was it the fear of failing in the New York spotlight? And to me, it was mostly because the team was terrible, and there was nothing to build around. So why a star? You know, you could think about, all right, two stars coming there and changing things, but it just was it felt like a bad situation to join. Doesn't feel like that any longer.
You know why? Because the coach has restored order. That's why. Like, you know, you're playing for a guy that actually can draw an out-of-bounds play. You could play for a guy that, you know, makes you pay attention to the videotape when you're watching it about the next upcoming opponent and giving you a scouting report, and this is how we're going to build them. That's how you rebuild. And, you know, guys have to have success under the coach for the coach to have the credibility to coach the guys hard and to sit them down when they make a mistake or if they're not ready yet or if he knows that they're hitting the wall or something. And I know that he's probably got a little bit of frustration with Quickly and Toppin, but they're young kids. They'll learn the game. They'll figure it out. It's going to take a while. And, you know, Quickly has shown more in the short period of time that he's been here than any rookie that I can remember coming in here.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there are some people out there that are critical of some of his rotations and like to see this guy more, that guy more. I am not one of those guys because I think he's squeezed out every ounce of this roster. And you can't tell me that, you know, this team could be that much better if it went a different way.
But he knows when the guy is not doing the right thing on the basketball court. He knows if there's a rotational defensive situation and the guy is not getting where he's supposed to be. He sees that. He realizes that. And maybe it's because the guy doesn't know. Maybe he's not paying attention. And that kind of frustrates the coach. The coach is going to say, well, the only time you're going to get minutes on the basketball court is when you earn them. And it's not just about points. You have to play defense. And it also could be, an offensive player or two that we wouldn't know as fans as we're watching it, that maybe the guy is not making the right move or making what he's or doing what he's supposed to be doing. The coach knows that. And the coach is not afraid to sit a guy down. So it drives me crazy when I hear people say, well, I got to see more of this guy. We got to work him out more. He's got to play 30 minutes a night. And I'm like, wait, let's say Emmanuel quickly played 30 minutes a night. You might end up losing by 15 points a night.
Sure.
So what he's trying to do, he's trying to bring along these young guys where he can, but he wants to win, and he wants to get this team to the playoffs. That is the most important thing. The second most important thing is then bringing the young kids along. So I like what he's doing. As long as they're winning and as long as they're relevant, then he's the reason why. And you have to defer to his decision-making about the way he's going to do his rotation.
Well, the fact that they're a winning team right now.
You have to.
That, you rest your case if you're Tom Thibodeau.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I did see, though, that the movie, well, I don't know.
It's watching the Knicks.
No, of course, I understand. But the why I brought it up was the movie that won Best Picture.
Yeah.
I tried watching last weekend.
Yeah.
And fell asleep within 7 minutes of the beginning of the movie. It's called Nomadland.
Oh, yeah, I turned it off.
You've seen that?
I turned it off. Oh. I fell asleep too.
Yeah. So I mean, maybe I got to go back and give it a shot, a second shot.
Usually
or
the
something.
Golden Globes, you know, there's all this underbelly of are the movie houses or the movie
production
studios,
companies
yeah. paying for the, you know,
for the awards
yeah. and stuff like that. That there's always there's been that thought process that
sure.
that happens. So I don't necessarily know what's true in that world.
Yeah, who knows? I just know that movie I gave a shot. I saw like great reviews. Oh, she's going to win an Oscar, Frances McDormand. I put it on 7 minutes in. I was
usually the best
snoring.
Thing about the Golden Globes is the next morning there's normally somebody that screws up in their acceptance speech.
Well, today it was Jason Sudeikis. Didn't screw up, but people thought he was high. Because
okay.
he was in his house with a tie-dye hoodie accepting Best Comedic Actor for Ted Lasso, and he was just like out of it when he was given his acceptance speech.
See, now Ted Lasso, I could see getting something.
Sure, and it did.
Yeah.
It did. But that was the thing. The two things that I saw was this Nomadland one and Ted Lasso was high, or Jason Sudeikis was high. I don't know if he was
high.
Weed.
Was he high, Al, or no?
Oh, he didn't see it, I'm sure.
I didn't see that.
There's no way that he saw this.
Jodie Foster did thank Aaron Rodgers.
Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
Thanked Aaron Rodgers.
And no one seems to know why.
Well, Jodie Foster and Aaron Rodgers' fiance were just shooting a movie together.
Okay.
Jerry, you got a new background.
I did. Yours.
What do you mean mine?
Didn't you have this in Tampa?
I guess I did, but yes. I didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So doesn't fully cover all
well,
the cardboard cutouts.
I know. I got Phil Simms' arm there.
You're right.
I did the best I could to shove it behind, but that's, you know, listen, small steps.
Very good.
It was enough with all the, I mean, come on.
Right. They, I believe they got that from hostagevideo.com, that backdrop.
Hostagevideo.com.
Trying here.
All right, Jerry, what do you got for us over there?
We got your Knicks winning again.
Shot clock down to four. Randle. Jab step. Three-pointer's good. Julius Randle again. And he's got 23.
Yeah, he had 17 of his 25 in the second half. Knicks wound up beating the Pistons 109-90. The Pistons suck, and the Knicks taking care of business like they should. They're terrible.
I mean, there was guys on that team last night I didn't even know existed in the world. Honestly had never heard of them. It's
finding that
bad.
More and more, too, actually, as you look around the league.
Yeah.
So Randle has 25, also 8 rebounds and 6 assists, and the Knicks move above 500. How about this? First time they've been this far into the season above 500 since 2012-13, and it should continue, as you guys point out with the schedule. R.J. Barrett, 8 of 13, he had 21. Here was Coach Thibs talking about Randle and Barrett and that combo.
They're reading the game well, they're playing off each other well. They're playing very unselfishly.
And that certainly is contributing to this run. Here's Randle. He says...
And they're both left-handed, which is amazing.
Yes, they are both left-handed. Here was Randle, says there was no question they came to Detroit to get a victory.
Yeah, I mean, this whole MO is, by any means, we got to get the game, so... That's really what it was.
And that's exactly what they did. Derrick Rose had 14 and Alec Burks had 16 off the bench.
Is there any way he makes all NBA?
I don't think so.
I got to see where the season. I won't totally close the door, but of course it's going to be very difficult. If you want a serious answer, of course, winning the MVP.
I have to say that in terms of consistency, now, you know, James Harden's been off the charts. He's been consistent, although he said he had a bad game the other night. But still, this guy is like 25 or more points a game.
You're talking about first team all NBA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he's 25 points or more almost every game, I feel like. And he's almost always 10 or more rebounds a game. That's like, it's like mail it in.
Julius Randle.
He's the MVP.
Thank you, Jerry.
Well,
I
think
you're welcome.
He could very easily win comeback player of the year. And Thibodeau could very easily win coach of the year if this keeps up. You know, the real Julius Randle stuff is probably that. The real accolades are probably that. First team all NBA, MVP, who the hell knows?
I mean, if this team gets to the fourth seed in the...
Where they are right now.
Yes, it's got to be coach of the year, and he's got to be all NBA.
First team all NBA.
I know, I can't believe I'm saying it.
But you got to understand.
I mean, we've been messing around with the MVP and all that
NBA.
Stuff.
So it's like you're talking the entire league. It's not a conference thing.
I know.
So it's like we're talking LeBron, we're talking Giannis Kawhi, James Harden. Harden. Yeah, I mean, on.
Kevin Durant's not going to make it, is he?
Well,
he
because of the injuries.
But he doesn't play.
But he would probably have if he had played.
It's too bad that he's not playing. How much do they pay him?
Oh, God, here we go. I
mean, no answer, anybody?
Well, I don't know.
I think we know.
You know. You tell us all the time.
Okay. Oh.
But remember, didn't you, as Eddie reminds me, it's true, and it took me a second. Not our money. Why do we care?
Exactly.
Because that's what you said last week, and I was waiting to bring that back up. Not my money, not your money. Who cares how much?
Well, as long as they're playing.
Well,
I mean, it'd be nice if they're playing.
He'll come back. I think it's smart what they're doing, actually. And he'll come back, and they'll be fine, and they'll have enough time together as they head into the postseason.
He just didn't want to go to the All-Star game. That's
Well, I'm sure he's probably pissed off. Because all that started because of the COVID contact tracing, and then he's out, and then he comes back in, the herky-jerky nature of it, he has a muscle pull, and now he's been out for a long time.
Yeah, that's what happens. You have herky-jerky stuff going
herky-jerky.
On.
Herky-jerky.
And Randle, he's been amazing. He's 21st in the league in scoring.
Yeah, I know. I know, but it's just, you know, it's the Knicks.
You're talking the top five guys.
They're over 500. He's leading the way, and there's no question about it.
Not arguing with you. But to say top five in the NBA... So a lot of big names you'd have to take out of that mix.
Yeah.
But big season for sure. How about this? So the Kings miss 5 free throws in the final minute, and they wind up blowing, I think it was an 8 or a 9-point lead in the final minute 3 and wind up losing to the Hornets.
LaMelo brings it up. 10 seconds left. Hornets down 2. LaMelo to his right. Back to Monk. Stop and go. Into the lane. Up off the contact lane. Yes! Plus the foul!
How about that? So that's Hornets Radio. Malik Monk, the and one. And Charlotte wins 127-126. And your boy Gordon Hayward didn't even play in this game. Mm-hmm. P.J. Washington had 42. And LaMelo Ball had 24, 21 for Monk. Also from the NBA of note, the Suns beat the T-Wolves. This is not going well for Minnesota, even with the change of head coach. They lost... this was a big one. What was the score here? 118-99. They got smoked again.
Is there any way that the Knicks can get Karl Anthony Towns? And would he fit with the Knicks?
It's always a way. I don't know, though. Not sure.
I don't know. They gave him that big contract.
That's another reason they might want to move him.
Yeah, but you also want to build around him. I don't know. I tend to think that what's gone on in his life there is probably going to be an impediment of him leaving. Just because the community supported him, he lost his mom and seven other family members. Like, there's just been a lot going on with him out there.
So I just wonder if there's, like, a point where they say, you know, this has been a really rough year for him, and if you want to move on.
Yeah, but don't you build around that guy, though, when you're trying to rebuild? You already have him on the roster. Then all they're going to be doing is searching for the next that guy that you already had.
I just feel like they are so far away that it's almost like, okay – you're the Houston Texans. You're so far away. You have one asset that you could trade that could change your entire franchise. Or you keep that asset and you send him out there, and he's trying to do all the heavy lifting, and you go, you know, 5-11.
Yeah, I mean, I just think when you had the number one overall pick this last year and you took Anthony Edwards, you got Karl Anthony Towns, who has been there. That's what you build around. That's what you have to start over with that. I don't know.
I was just asking a question.
I
mean,
I don't want to. Towards the end of his contract. I mean, they'll probably get another lottery pick, probably top two or three pick, maybe even the top pick again this next year.
Yeah, I don't want to scream and yell about it. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to identify who is going to be the next great player to put next to Julius Randle for the Knicks. You're looking around the league. You're sniffing around Bradley Beal. You're sniffing around Karl Anthony Towns.
Where did Karl Anthony Towns go to college?
Kentucky.
Oh.
And there's a lot of Kentucky guys.
How many guys are on the Knicks that went to Kentucky?
There are a few.
We got a coach that went to Kentucky. Coach to Kentucky as
That's
well.
Right. Kentucky.
Kentucky. That's right. Yeah.
He was in Greece.
It's a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Who was in Greece?
Kentucky or Kinnicky.
Okay.
Kinnicky. Kentucky.
Kinnicky.
Kinnicky, you say Kinnicky. The Rockets, they didn't have a good day. They lost 133-84 to the Grizzlies, who only got 6 points from Ja Morant. And then it gets worse. They've lost 11 straight, and according to reports, Victor Oladipo turned down 2 years and $46 million.
Yeah.
All right, so how about him?
Well, maybe. I mean, he's also someone that you have to worry about the injuries. Now, it's not as bad as it sounds. Like, the turning this Oladipo deal, turning that down isn't that bad, because that's the max that they could have offered him.
Just another guy that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, but he might. But if they wait till the end of the season, they can offer him more. So that weird CBA thing. So this is the max that they're allowed to offer him in season. So he would have been stupid to take this. The only reason to take this was because of his injuries. Right. And let's say something happens and then he gets less money at the end of the year. So this wasn't like a crazy thing that he turned this
so
down.
So instead of 22.5 or whatever, 22.6 a year, he could probably make 30 a year
over
after the season.
Right, over the course of, you know, even longer deal. So
he could be a target for the Knicks.
He could. He could.
Raptors and Bulls.
Him
postponed.
And Karl Anthony Towns.
How many guys have we done this with, though? Think about it.
I don't know.
Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, Giannis. It's on at LeBron back in 2010.
Come on, LeBron.
It never ends.
Nets in San Antonio tonight on the Fan at 8:15. I believe the Knicks are in San Antonio tomorrow night. Meantime, down in Tampa, the sounds of spring.
The 2-2 is swung on and drilled down the right field line. That ball is gone. A two-run home run to tie the game. Tuchman, the Sockman. He hits a two-run home run right down the right field line.
That is, John's got a cold.
Maybe he does.
Where are they, down there or where are they?
That is a wonderful question, Boomer.
Ask Chernoff. He would know.
He's out of pocket, I heard, Chernoff.
Chernoff's out of pocket.
Yeah.
Now.
What does that mean?
Well, he's got the family thing. He told me he was going to be just have to deal with a family thing for a couple days.
So. Oh, okay.
Well, I know the TV guys are home.
Don't text me.
Yeah, don't text me.
What do you mean, like a family thing? Like, I'm in spring training, leave me alone?
No, not at all. Okay. He's doing a grandparent duty stuff.
Oh, he is, okay.
Yeah, that's all. Just nice. like the great grandparent that he is. So he was basically, you're going to text them now and be like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, I don't know. He told me, don't expect me to be right there at your fingertips in the next couple of days. Because okay. I got a grandparent situation going on. I believe there's going to be another grandchild.
Really?
Yes.
Good for them.
Wow. So that's what's going on. So yeah,
awesome.
Good for them is right. Congratulations.
So the score doesn't matter, but we had some spring training baseball on the fan yesterday. DJ LeMahieu 1-for-2. Gleyber Torres had a double. Yankees, Tigers today. The Mets play the Marlins. Just one from the postgame of the Yankees. This was Aaron Judge, his plan for the spring.
Play a couple back-to-backs, days off, and then slowly ease into it. And maybe that last week of the season be playing, you know, every single day, you know, ramping up to 9 innings.
And this game was at Steinbrenner Field. There were fans, and Michael King, who started the game, says it was noticeable.
It's awesome just to have fans, even like getting into a 3-2 count, and you got the slow clap going and everything. It was just totally different, or I guess a little unexpected, because that's just, I haven't pitched in that in a long time. So, but it was a lot more fun than it has been.
And who's the umpire that's a pain in the ass with the balls and strikes? That gets murdered online because he
Hernandez,
not Angel. Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez.
Oh, he gets killed for everything.
Yes. So he was doing, I think the Cardinal game. And I mean, he's calling balls with pitches right down the middle of the plate, and the announcer's like, "Well, Angel Hernandez in mid-season form."
Yeah, there's.
I mean, come on, it's spring training.
I think you could say in professional sports, there's never been anybody as bad as his job that has stayed in that same job for longer than Angel Hernandez in pro sports. Find me another guy. It's impossible. Because usually you get demoted, you get fired, something happens, whatever. You move on to a different career. I mean, he's been doing, how long has he been an umpire?
Long time.
25 years?
Yeah.
There's never been anybody as incompetent as him for that long.
When he goes back and looks at the replays of the balls that he calls that are over the plate,
he doesn't care.
Do you think he cares or no?
No, I don't.
Does not care. No.
I don't.
Doesn't care.
Not at all.
He has to. No?
No. Probably not. Mm. I think he just, I do what I do. Who knows?
Right.
This was sad. Former CBS broadcaster and two-time Pro Bowler Irv Cross passed away. He was 81 years old. He, for us, as we talked about on the warm-up show, all about the NFL today for us. And so very sad to see that. Former Giants offensive line coach Pat Flaherty back with the team, according to reports, going to be a special advisor under Joe Judge. And former NFL wide receiver Josh Gordon, according to reports, joining Johnny Manziel on the Zappers in the fan-controlled football league. Just a couple
they're
of quickies.
They're 0-2, and when they lose, they booze.
They? No. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yes. Win or lose, they booze.
I don't know if they won this weekend
that's
or not.
The upside.
Did they, Eddie?
I do not know.
You're not in. You're still not in.
I am not in.
Wow. This is the first time you've not been in Fakakta football.
It's really Fakakta because it's not even real.
But isn't
it's
that arena make it football. Better for you, though?
No.
More Fakakta it is, the better.
No, I don't. I never liked arena football.
But you get to control the plays and stuff.
No, this
is like your dream.
No.
Oh,
I'm out.
Eddie's
surprised.
Out.
Very surprised.
College basketball, Villanova was, I think, 2-for-29 from three-point range, and they lost to Butler 73-61. Also, No. 9, Iowa over No. 4, Ohio State, 73-57. You got Rutgers playing at Nebraska tonight, and the Rangers had a tough Sunday afternoon.
Connor Clifton with some room. He scores! 2-0 Bruins.
Yeah,
2-0. Oh, you don't want to play any highlights from Friday night.
Friday? Well, we would have done that Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Why would I
do
that on Monday?
Shove it, Boomer. Okay, thanks, Sherry. Appreciate it.
They lost 4-1. The Rangers now 7-9-3 on the season.
A long way to go.
Yes, Trent Frederick scored a goal that David Quinn said was the difference.
I thought the backbreaker was the second goal. I thought that really took the wind out of our sails.
And that was that. And so they find what they had. They had women's hockey at the Garden last night?
They did. They had professional women's hockey last night, yes.
And so I saw Kenny Albert tweeting about that last night. So he was busy, spent the day at the Garden. Meantime, the Devils had a chance and wound up losing to the Capitals as this game went back and forth.
Here's a chance for Gusev, who's in front, lost control and saved.
Big Chara reach. You know, he's 6'9", man. He got a stick on Gusev.
Back the other way. They score. It's Alex Ovechkin with the sniper.
Had the sniper. That was it. 3-2 in the second period. 3-2 the final score. That was Matt and Chico, of course, on Devils Radio. Alex Ovechkin with the difference in the deciding goal. And the Islanders shut out the Penguins 2-0. Oliver Wahlstrom scored on the power play. J.G. Pageau, his 9th goal of the season. And Sorokin with 20 saves. And in golf, Colin Morikawa wins
finally.
The Workday Championship in Bradenton, Florida. Several golfers wearing the red to honor Tiger Woods, who expressed his gratitude on social media.
I was telling you last year, Colin Morikawa, that guy's got the sweetest swing on the tour, man. That guy is, he's money. He should be winning more tournaments.
Winner, winner on Sunday.
Yes, well, good for him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
And March is a significant month for COVID stuff because that's really when everything was shut down last year. So we're going to start to have one of those one-year anniversary look-backs. I mean, March 11th was the Rudy Gobert situation. March 17th, I believe, is the last show that we did together here in the studio. So there's a lot of things that we're going to come across in this month. We're going to look back and can you believe it's been 1 year since this happened? You know, back in March. I just remember us using that as a reference point. It really is amazing.
It's almost been a year since Al's been here.
Yeah, he will have reached the 1 year mark. He's going to reach the 1 year mark before coming back.
So Al, what is your anniversary for that?
March 20th.
March 20th was were we all out on March 20th? Is that when we all started out?
Well, we went home first. These guys hung around for a while. So Jerry, Al, and Eddie. Of course, Eddie's never gone home.
Right.
But Jerry, Al, and Eddie were here when we were not. And then I believe that Jerry and Al went home at the same time.
Yeah, you guys did the Tuesday show, then we're gone. They stayed till Friday, then we're gone. And then because of a contact tracing situation, I actually was forced to stay home, but I couldn't work because I can't do my job from home.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Monday and Tuesday with Fleegs, and then I've been in.
I remember that. That's right. We got that phone call saying that technically all he is should be quarantining right now.
So on March 10th, you and I did the Penguins at the Devils.
Yep, that's right.
And then
March 11th was Gobert.
Right. March 11th was Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed here that week, right?
Yeah. So we, and that week, and then came back the next week and did Monday and Tuesday.
So we did do Monday and Tuesday, and that meant the 18th was the day that we basically left here.
We left the 17th and did not come back for a long time.
We started the 18th.
Yeah,
was,
from home. Yep.
Right. And remember, you know, I was supposed to have our black tie dinner that week, the 14th and the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first thing that our present governor shut down.
That's right.
That was that first weekend where he said no weddings, no dinners, no fundraisers, no nothing. You're done. And basically, we've been stuck in the holding pattern ever since.
Well, yeah. I mean, the summer was somewhat normal. Now, as far as big events, like you holding a big event, you couldn't do that really anywhere.
Right.
But the summer, I felt, was relatively normal. And then, of course, it got crazy again at the end of fall and up until now. So now it feels like, I know people are going nuts. I heard Al and Jerry talk about this on the warm-up show that Florida, it's funny because I was going to bring this up. So Florida just seems like a different world. Like it's not the same country as what we're dealing with here in New York and New Jersey and, you know, the tri-state area. So I talk about them all the time because I talk to them on the phone every day and it drives me nuts. You know, my cousin who's down in Florida, he says to me when I'm talking to him about stuff, he goes, yeah, you know, down here, I'm not dealing with COVID. That's what he says. He goes, I know. He goes, it's been a tough stretch, I know. But, you know, for you, you're dealing with COVID. Down here, I'm not dealing with COVID.
Well, what he's saying is that he's not dealing with the politicization of COVID. You know what I'm saying? Where they're locking everything down.
I know what he's saying, but it's just, to me, it was striking. You know, it's just like, he's out at dinners, he's out at the beach, he's hanging out, he's renting boats and everything. You know, it's like, I'm not dealing with it down here. But yeah, hopefully we get to that point where we feel like we're not dealing with it anymore, but that point is not right now. That is for sure, as it still feels like it's controlling our lives. So, let's go to Guy in Brooklyn who joins us. What's going on, Guy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Guy? What's happening?
I want to thank you guys because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have known about the coronavirus because I think you guys are about to travel for Super Bowl and you were talking about the masks and so forth and you were preparing to, you know, get on the plane. So you were talking about all the different kind of masks and the stories you guys were hearing about the virus overseas. So if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have known about the virus and I was commuting to work every day on the train. So I just want to thank you guys.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Guy. Thanks. I would tell you that eventually
you would have found out eventually.
Found out about, yes.
I always think, is there someone right now who still doesn't know? Is there someone out there that is of sound mind, of course, that is still so clueless that they don't even know? Probably not.
In this country, it would be hard to imagine.
Yeah.
So worldwide, corona deaths that have been registered and in the system. You know how many people died of COVID-19 to this point?
I would say, is it 2 million?
Yeah, 2.5 million.
Okay.
A little bit over that. That's worldwide. And there's been over 90 million have recovered that have reported and have tested positive for coronavirus.
Right,
we don't know how many people have not tested positive, but had it.
Sure. Hey, by the way, to give you a good update on something that we had talked about that we thought was a bad update on Friday, over the weekend, guess who was found? Lady Gaga's dogs.
Yes, they were.
Alive. So
Did they get the guy that shot the dog walker, though? That's where I'm really, I want to know.
Well, that's the next step, but for crying out loud, we're doing the Feel Good Friday on Friday.
And I bummed everybody out. My fault.
Yeah. But I still don't believe that those, so that was not you. There were callers who called up and said, and then
many.
You communicated to us. But I still don't know if that's truly the case, because there's a lot of French Bulldogs that are being stolen and getting resold. So I really hope that's not the case, and what we're talking about is Eddie got several phone calls when we talked about the Lady Gaga stolen dog story that said that they were taking small dogs and feeding them to fighting dogs. And then that just bummed us out and just sucked the life out of us for the rest of the day. But, hell, I don't know if that's going on or not, but I do know that Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs are back. There was a Good Samaritan, allegedly, who dropped them off to the police station because she recognized the dogs just running around. So I think maybe...
She recognized the dogs running around. Did she get the $500,000
That I don't
reward?
Know. Reward? I don't know. I'm not sure.
She just recognized the dogs running around?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
but she's
on.
A Good Samaritan. She had them. But I do think that they could have, the criminals could have released them and be like, oh, crap. Like, the spotlight is on us. Let's just send them out there. Just get rid of them. Get them out of here.
I mean, I know the dog walker is going to be okay, but, you know, he got blasted. I mean, somebody going to get arrested and put in jail for that?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I know that Lady Gaga's going to take care of that guy. That guy's got it made for the rest of his life. Now that he survived this, you know she's going to take care of him. I would hope so. She's putting up $500,000 for the return of the dogs. I'm sure that that guy's going to get a couple mil.
You know, I did see where a number of high-end dog walking businesses out in L.A. now are hiring security
to
go out with their dog walkers.
That's right. That is right. Can't be messing around, man. People getting shot in the chest for French bulldogs. You got to protect yourself.
Or any celebrity's dog. You know, a couple of months, Whimsy might be a target.
I don't know. I mean,
why do you say that? Why do you have to, like,
well,
be
because,
negative?
Well, because, Al's a celebrity, you know. Whimsy is known.
I would just let her off the leash. She'll be gone. No one will be able to catch her.
No, but you'll be here. Somebody else will be walking.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, do you have a dog walker all lined up when you come back here?
I do.
Trust this dog walker?
I do. What, you know, as much as you can trust someone you just met, sure.
Okay. Is this person a ninja that can hire or handle all sorts of people attacking them or trying to steal Whimsy?
Yes, I've hired a ninja/dog walker.
Okay, very good. So that's what you need these days.
Yeah.
See, like I was saying, I was talking to Sydney this week, and I was, because she heard us having this conversation, and she wanted me to know that Lady Gaga got her dogs back, and she heard me talking about her dog, Jax.
Yep, who's a big old Rottweiler.
Right, and nobody is taking Jax.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nope.
And nobody's taking Beanie because Jax will protect Beanie.
That's right. And Beanie is a Jack Russell Terrier.
So maybe that's what you need, Al. Maybe you need a Rottie to go along with Whimsy, and then they can become buddies. And then when the Rottie and Whimsy go out for a walk, the Rottweiler will protect her and the dog walker.
Well, these dogs also have various tattoos, these greyhounds. So you would be caught if you stole my greyhound and tried to sell her on the open market because of these dogs not only microchipped but tattooed.
Tattooed?
They're tattooed with...
A number?
Uh-huh, various numbers, meaning various things for
them. How many numbers does she have?
They're probably 6 digits somewhere, then another 3 or 4 digits in another area.
And it's all racing-related stuff?
Yes, but that's how they're registered
as
well. Yes.
So they're tattooed on their belly?
Well, I don't want to say where, but they're tattooed, yeah.
Okay.
Not on their belly. It's not visible unless you know where to look.
Okay. All right. Do you have a taser, Al, for when you come back?
I do.
Do you have one of the gun tasers?
No, not the one that shoots the thing.
Yeah.
No, I have a regular taser, I have a police baton, and I have mace.
So that gun taser, I've been looking into that thing. The thing looks great.
The problem is if you miss, you only get the one shot with the one that shoots the wires.
You know what you should shoot? You should get the gun that I had in here to spray this thing.
Oh, that thing?
That thing. Because you spray that at somebody, they wouldn't know what it is.
But
they would think that you're spraying them with chemicals, and they would have to run.
Maybe, yes. But all that's in here is that's like plant-based products. Like, I don't think, like, if you get a criminal who's bold.
But that criminal's not going to know.
They're going to be like, I want a pizza now because they smell oregano.
You pull that green gun out?
Maybe. I don't know. I'd feel kind of silly, though, if it didn't work and someone knew what that was. Like, this is organic. Give me all your money. Yeah, I saw somebody selling those gun tasers somewhere, some guy, in the infomercial or something. I was like, I wonder if that's the one that Al has, the gun taser. But you can't miss if you have the gun taser. You just got to make sure that you know what you're doing. You get close enough, whap.
Have you practiced with it?
Yes, I have practiced. I mean, I haven't tased anybody, but I've practiced with it, yeah. Like, I know how to my way around it.
where to go. You try to get somebody on the neck or the thigh.
All right. So when you come back in, you've got a police baton, a taser, and mace.
Right.
Do you have a belt in which you're putting on to have
like
these
a Batman belt
available to you? Or
I don't right now, but I might get a Batman belt, utility belt sort of thing.
So they're in your pocket. I'm just thinking about like the practicality of all of it.
Oh, believe me, I have a bag that I carry, but when I'm walking, I've got one hand on this, another hand on this. I'm ready to go.
I think if you come back in some sort of like Madawan hero getup with a helmet and everything else, nobody's going to mess with you. Like if you walk right, you put a cape on and you come walking down the street with a cape and you got your Beats headphones on like you're going to a game. Nobody's going to mess with you.
Right. Plus, I have a mask on. If I wear dark glasses, you don't know what's going on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I knock on wood. I will say that there's been zero issues as far as like the violent stuff that I've seen. I've seen a couple crazy things for sure. You know, we've seen the ATM vestibule. I saw a guy relieving himself by the Williamsburg Bridge. I've seen a couple different, some guys just standing in the middle of the street. Stone faces, cars were whizzing by him. I've seen a couple of weird things here or there. But as far as like violent stuff goes, I haven't seen any of that.
How about a samurai sword? Bring one of those in.
I don't know if I would know my way around the samurai sword.
Yeah, you would. You just put it in its holder and then you pull it out.
As Eddie has said before, you got to be careful with the stuff that you have. Because if you run into someone who is more skilled than you and they quickly take the samurai sword away from you and then turn you into filet mignon, you know what I'm saying? Not good.
Well, just keep swinging it like a crazy man. Robbie in Sayville. Robbie, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to talk about the tasers real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he was saying, they'd only get one shot. That's not true. You shoot it, and then you can take the cartridge off, and then it's a regular taser.
Oh, okay. Smart. So there you go. Maybe I will get myself
buy one.
Do you have one of those, Rob?
Have a good one.
Yeah, Rob, do you own one?
Yes.
All right, very good. That was like $300, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It's different brands and stuff.
All right, maybe I will get one of those things. I'd be afraid that I'd get bored or drunk and then end up turning it on myself.
You wouldn't turn on yourself, but maybe one of your flunkies for a joke.
Well, I don't see anybody, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, I don't see any friends. No, but I would, that's what I would be afraid. Like, I'd be like, it'll be a Friday night. I'd be on my fourth Casamigos Reposado on the rocks, feeling great about life. Then looking at the taser and going, I wonder what this really feels like when you shoot a criminal with it. And then shooting myself with it and then flopping around on the floor, like a tilapia.
What may be better would be whether, you know, like if Sabrina saw it there and said, Daddy.
Well, that's another thing.
And then she
thing.
Shot you.
Yeah, that'd be another thing. I wouldn't care if she shot me. I wouldn't want her anywhere near. No, but she'd be asleep at that point while I'm sitting there drinking. You know, she'd be asleep, long asleep, having a great night's sleep, dreaming of whatever toddlers dream of, and then her dad's downstairs drunk, tasing himself.
Like a toddler.
Down on the ground. Whoa. Can't you just see me doing something stupid like that?
Yeah, yes, I could. 100% I could.
Now, are batons legal in New York, Eddie?
Evidently, they're not.
Oh, okay.
According to a caller who has since dropped off the line.
Doesn't matter, though. You know, really, what's going to
happen? Tasers aren't either.
Oh, they're not?
Nope.
So I can't even get one to my house?
No, you can get one to your house, but you can't have one on you.
Let me ask you a question. Can you have a baseball bat in your car? Yes.
Yeah. You could, sure.
Smash somebody over the face with that.
Just getting you ready, Al.
I don't know why you need a baton. Just get a bat.
Yeah, seriously. It's like an aluminum bat.
But the baton is more agile with it, I believe.
Really?
And like it's a steel.
You're really more agile with the baton
than a bat? Yeah. Because I can't swing a bat around in one hand.
Sure,
like
you
can
could.
The baton.
I feel like you could. Like, picture one of the softball bats. Like, you could do it with one hand.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this thing I have is much more agile and
okay.
Nice.
I would love to see you to come in with nunchucks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, even if you know just how to use nunchucks to put on that display in front of a criminal who's going to attack you.
Oh, yeah.
That person would head right for the hills.
Yeah, and then learn how to throw those stars, too.
Yes.
Like throw one of those and get it like stuck in a wall somewhere. Bang! And you're like, I'm not messing with this guy. Let him get to work.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.